Red Threads Thinking. Weaving together connections for brilliant ideas and profitable innovation. Authors, Deborah Kay and Karen Kelly. More than a good idea. You have a good idea that solves a problem or that offers a benefit in a way that no one else has thought of. Now all you have to do is find a way to take your idea from theory to reality. And in fact, people do this every day. Creating or modifying something in order to solve a problem. Make using an object easier or more efficient, or simply make something more to their personal liking. Threads destined to connect. Just as people are destined to meet and connect, the best innovations are the result of unexpected connections among history, technology, culture, behaviors, needs, and emotions. The destiny to meet is within our reach. Red threads are the connecting strands of relationships, in which knowledge, memories, and insights are woven together to create a multi-textured fabric of seamless interconnectivity. Red threads can also connect new products and services with consumer desires. Innovations that evoke a "that's what I've been looking for" response in customers will capture an audience. Anyone can develop a knack for red thread thinking. By weaving together disparate threads, we become better at tapping into our own broad capacities to get past fixed ideas and assumptions so that we are truly thinking outside of predetermined boxes. Innovation keeps us moving in the right direction. Everyone should learn to be more innovative. Innovation accelerates the drive to find new and better ways of doing things, making life easier, more fun, safer, and more prosperous, not just for ourselves, but for other people as well. The economic benefits of innovation are important, as are its contributions to humanity. Without innovation, we might all be living in caves and scavenging for food, ruled by the whims of nature. The first light or telephone might have seemed like a delightfully novel convenience, but each changed society for the better. The steam engines, the harnessing of electricity, personal computers and the cotton gill, and penicillin have changed the world, mainly for the better. Even simple innovations such as paper, the snooze button on alarm clocks, and nail clippers have contributed something to civilization. The power of memory. One of the ways in which innovations occur is by tying what we know together in new patterns. There are ideas that have rearranged other ideas and knowledge into something that seems unique. What you know is what you remember. It may seem that memory is about the past, but in fact, memory is about the present and the future, helping us to move through the now. In other words, it's the process of acquiring and storing information from our experiences that we need for navigating similar situations in the future. The trick for your brain is to weigh your minute-to-minute experiences and instantly separate the ones to keep for the present or future reference and connections for the ones to discard. When lots of different pieces combine into a new pattern, you feel it as a flash of insight, the famous aha moment. Meditation. A growing body of research on the powerful impact that meditation can have on our minds and even our emotions should give you pause, literally. Meditation increases your power of concentration and allows your mind to become free enough to let ideas flow. Innovation is inside you, and meditation is one way to allow the innovation threads to become apparent and connected. Sleep tight. For years, scientists thought that sleep was a necessary break to rest and restore the body and mind. Recent research suggests that sleep is essential both for our capacity to learn and remember, and for our ability to create and innovate. What's exciting about a lot of this research is the fact that our ability to learn, think more innovatively, or solve a problem is enhanced after getting a good night's sleep or even a very satisfying nap. Exercise. A lifetime of exercise can result in sometimes astonishing elevation in cognitive performance compared with those who are sedentary. Exercises outperform couch potatoes in tests that measure long-term memory, reasoning, attention, problem-solving, and even so-called fluid intelligent tasks. These tasks test the ability to reason quickly and think abstractly, improvising from previously learned material in order to solve a new problem. Me time. Spending time engaged in activities that you really like enhances innovative thinking too. Studies have shown a link between the positive mood that comes from doing things you like and cognitive flexibility or an ability to think creatively. Everything new is old. Let's be honest, most original ideas aren't completely original. Appearing spontaneously as if by divine intervention, every innovation, product, or technology sits on the shoulders of what came before it. Einstein's E equals mc squared was based on research done by others. E for energy, m for mass, c for the speed of light. The breakthrough was discovering how to bring them together. In much the same way, past or existing assets can be redeployed or used in new ways to create extraordinary products. Dive into existing research. History provides the clearest picture of what happened and why to give context to the present, and it is one of the best tools for predicting the future. To find out what history is, you have to do some research. That's why it's essential that you drill deeply into the existing knowledge base of your industry, including past research reports, history, and traditions that you can question for a fresh look. When you look at past material, you'll find contradictions, and that's not a bad thing. When you find contradictions, you look for more research that can pull you in one direction or another to find the truth of the matter and create a story. Much of what you find will not be linear and will not fit into a pretty little picture, and that's why you dig. Existing resources fuel innovation. Your last failure may be part of your next success. The fastest, most profitable innovation opportunities could be right in front of you, yet unnoticed. Uncovering your hidden assets unlocks new opportunities because virtually all innovations are linked to other inventions, successful or not. Reasserting the value of the obsolete. There is another idea about old technologies that shouldn't be overlooked. That is their intrinsic value to groups of customers who prefer their qualities and benefits to those of newer dominant technologies. It is not uncommon for the assets of an existing technology to be hidden or unappreciated until something better or newer or faster comes along. Once you identify benefits of an old technology that are not provided by newer, more advanced iterations, you have opened the door to the new kind of innovation that can reveal these benefits to willing customers and thus respond to the so-called threat of new technology companies. Connecting good ideas from other industries. Connecting to and building on other people's ideas and insights can better compensate you than the exclusivity of building something from scratch. Why try to come up with an original idea when someone else has already done the hard work for you? All great innovators cast a wide net to incite creative thought by looking beyond their category and into an analogous business around the world. Is there a new product or process from another industry that you can make disruptive in your market? Take it. Good ideas are everywhere, but only you can make them relevant to your world. We call this world mining. Putting insight into sight. Innovation springs from insight produced by the connections we make. Insight occurs when underlying strands connect to form new ideas during the journey to bring a product to the marketplace. At its most basic, insight lies beneath every great idea we have. It is the integration and synthesis of what lies beneath the surface to form a new perspective. Fit for popular culture. People are not yet talking about culture strategy, but they will, especially as popular culture has become the prevailing culture. This is why we suggest using anthropologists for ethnographies and historical reviews of categories. Because they have symbolic and linguistic models and theories for the history of mankind broken out by civilizations to really get the cultural imprint that it explains why we do what we do without realizing it. The force of passion. The force of passion pulls you past the finish line on your innovation tour of duty. New ideas are often met with skepticism from outsiders. Persistence and passion will help you fight the derailments that criticism sometimes triggers. However, a stubborn attachment to a specific iteration of an idea can keep us from moving forward. Achieve the right balance of confidence and flexibility. It allows you to go with your gut without overlooking legitimate assessments of your work. Engage others. Learn to listen. Be willing to change, reinvent, and revise. And dig deeply into your idea. Otherwise, you'll kick yourself when someone else comes up with a similar idea because he persevered past obstacles to that one small but crucial breakthrough.